Thank you, Brother Perry. If you have a Bible this morning, turn please with me to the book of Romans, chapter 4. Romans, chapter number 4. And as you're turning in your Bibles, I want to say that I was watching the end of the football game last night, and I thought, my, how this goes right along with the message that God has put on my heart. And you'll see why in a few moments. But I just, I think that it proves that God is still in the miracle working business. Amen. And Brother Chuck was telling me, he read an article that about faith in sports, and Kurt Warner was interviewed and has been unashamed of his faith in Christ. And I saw him interviewed after the football game, and the very first thing he wanted to do was thank the Lord. And I think that here's a man who has been given an opportunity to stand in a place where he has a voice for Christ. And I appreciate someone using it and unabashedly letting others know that they're saved. And so I don't know that that necessarily has to give the Cardinals a leg up. They still have to work hard and practice, I think. But it sure gives me an added reason to root for them. Amen. And so I look at the world of sports today, and I see a bunch of thugs and people who are that feel like the world owes them something. Do you know? Look, every single day, I hear about one of them getting arrested, put in jail, something, and. Whenever you see somebody that has a value system that is eternal and someone that is just so grateful to have an opportunity to be where they are and wants to invest in the lives of others eternally, it's refreshing. And so I'm thankful to the Lord for that. Romans chapter 4 today in your Bibles. And I want us to begin looking at verse number 12. And I want to read from verse 12 down to the end of the chapter. And so if you do not have a Bible, look on with someone beside you, or there should be one in the rack of the chair in front of you. And Romans chapter 4, verse number 12. And the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had being yet uncircumcised. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect, because the law worketh wrath. For where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who, against hope, believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses, and was raised again for our justification. May we pray together. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the privilege to look at this profound passage of Scripture, and I pray that you would give me clarity of thought and mind. And Lord, allow me to communicate your truth in your way that would be transformative in the life of your people. And if there be one here today that does not know thee as Savior, Lord, I pray that today would be the day of salvation for them. For this I pray and ask in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. This morning I would like to bring a message titled, Against Hope. Against Hope. Now, it would seem like that is a very negative title. But I think it is a narrative on where we live so much of our lives. And as we get into this passage, I think we will begin to understand that the faith that is spoken of here, this Abrahamic faith that is referred to in this passage of Scripture, is not something that was easily come by. And I want you to know it was supernaturally given. And the faith that Abraham had can also be the faith that you have. Because it was not Abraham's faith alone. It was the faith of God implanted in the heart of Abraham, given to a man who was just willing to take God at His word. Against hope. As we develop this message, I think you will begin to understand what this means. I believe that yesterday in South Carolina, was it, there were some football players that took the field and against hope believed that a miracle could take place. The odds makers gave them no chance of winning the football game. In fact, every commentator that you heard on the television gave the Cardinals no chance to win the football game. They were, you see, confronted with circumstances that were opposed to having any hope whatsoever. Terry Bradshaw said yesterday when interviewed in the postgame show, "I'm not voting against the Cardinals anymore." He said, "I'm picking them to win the Super Bowl because every time I vote against them, then I'm confounded and I lose. So I'm picking them to go all the way." Now, I don't know if you put much stock in Terry Bradshaw, but the truth of the matter is, he was indicating, listen, nobody, including me, gave them any hope of winning. And so all of the circumstances, the numbers, the percentages, the statistics were against hope. And today, can I tell you something? The law is against hope. And the circumstances of your life, from a human perspective, are against hope. They stand and they make fun of hope. They say, "You can't do it. You can't do it.